The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
Ehi, compare, ci può suonare, chi si suona un friscaletto, e come si suona un friscaletto, un friscaletto, tippiti tippiti ta.
I remember this in, I told you this before, in Godfather 3, Don Novello, you know Don as Father Guido Sarducci, the genius comic character from Saturday Night Live. And Don sang this. Yes, he sang this at the beginning of Godfather 3, I believe. But, you know, it was St. Joseph's Day, March 19th, and the end of the day, and we did the radio. And I got up the next morning, and what do? I got a call, a message on my phone from Father Guido Sarducci saying, Happy St. Joseph's Day. Was that the best, though?
He called, that's very
he
nice.
Did it, and he does it with a little accent. It was just great. And we should have Don on the show, Don Novello. So I appreciated that so much. Hey, good morning. Jersey Joe on the radio. It's 6 minutes after 8 o'clock. Frankie, I'm watching this. I'm so glad. And thank you, first of all, for booking a great show yesterday. That was fun.
Sure.
And then today, getting Mr. Gordon Chang with us. I see the stories. It's common sense. I think everybody, I think at least that listens to this show, understands what's important, what's not important, news-wise. And we have fun and we get silly, God knows. But,
listen.
When I see they're obsessed with, and I don't even want to mention the name of the adult film star. They're obsessed with this. And I see David Schwartz on now with CBS. He was great on the air. So yeah, his regards to you on the air.
He actually, people may not remember this, but he actually used to do a show on this station on the weekends with his partner Brad Gerstmann about 7 years ago. It was
a
good show.
Wow. Well, he's, you know, and there he is with Anderson Cooper, and they're talking about this, and then the gal's lawyer is there. I am embarrassed that we're there. I'm embarrassed that we're worrying about this. And then they're looking to subpoena Donald Trump to talk about what happened. They said, well, they subpoenaed Bill Clinton. Frankie, Five Boroughs, I'm no brain here. Bill Clinton, it was not consensual. It was harassment. Donald Trump had if he didn't had any relationship, was consensual. Leave this alone. In the name of God, why are we staying on this? Ratings. I answer my own question.
Well, yeah, I think you did. I think that's exactly right.
Ugh.
I mean, the whole world is obsessed with Donald Trump. His supporters love to praise him. His critics love to, rag on him. But everyone's watching. You know, that was the one common denominator during the campaign. That was why he was able to spend less money than any other candidate and still beat everyone else in both the primaries and in the general, is because every show that he would go on would get the highest ratings they've had in 5 years, 6 years. The world is obsessed with Donald Trump.
Yeah, they really are. I totally overchapped my lips. Wow.
Oh, boy.
I didn't realize. I guess it was a little open more than I thought it was. Sorry. So if my face is shiny, I did.
Yes, you are a mess this morning. Look at chapstick flying all over the place.
Now, why are you dressed so well today? Where are you going off to today?
I don't know.
I don't understand, Joe, honestly. Like, you get here at 5 o'clock, 5:30 at the latest, and you're dressed to the nines.
Yeah.
You're
I don't know.
You got.
I think this is what happened.
On the days when I'm here and I have to wear a suit, I don't put a tie on until after the show.
I know.
You should be comfortable. It's 5 o'clock in the morning.
I seem to be comfortable in this thing. This
God
is
bless
my,
you.
It's the new thing. It's the new Joe. Because in the old days, you know what I wore? Leather.
Right.
A lot of leather. With Kimberly. No, it wasn't. Stop out.
It wasn't leather pants.
Stop it.
No man should ever wear leather pants. No, man. I don't care how fit you are.
Unless they're chaps. I mean, really.
Well, that's a different story for another radio station. But, leather, Never pants, please. Jacket, yes.
I had a jacket that was designed for Michael Jackson that I found when in my motorcycle days. Had to be 25 years ago. No, when Kimberly and I first started going out. Right. And I must have been, I think I had my midlife.
Wasn't fringe, was it? Didn't have fringe on it.
Well,
did it?
It did.
Oh.
Yeah, I said, if I could find that. It was, no, but on the bike. And I was there impressing the young gal in Kimberly, right? And who I was madly in love with. And I had the, it did, it had the fringe on the back, and this was the jacket design for Michael Jackson. Of course, me, being the doofus that I am, I buy the thing, you know. I don't even want to know what I paid for it.
Please don't tell me Thriller was playing on the motorcycle.
Yeah, no. And I'm talking about my Softail custom Harley, no helmets. What was I thinking?
Enjoying life.
You know.
Just like I do.
So I feel like
I'm not on a Harley, we're in a fringe jacket.
I've grown up.
Driving a Ford Fusion.
But you have
wearing NYP, Tommy Bahama.
But I do have
NYPP.
NYPP plates, man. Correct. But to answer your question, Frank, I think I'm growing up a little bit. I really do.
Wait a minute. Where's the breaking news sounder? What? You're growing up a little bit.
I think
we have
so.
Some good Trump tweets as well.
No,
that's true.
No, I think so. I'm trying to dress a little better. I'm trying to
dress a little better. You dress like you're going to a business.
No,
meeting.
But
I don't have
a Michael Jackson fringe leather jacket. As I'm saying.
Well, that wouldn't look good with the tie that you have on there in the pocket square. A little off.
No, and then I think it's just something that I'm trying to date appropriately now. You know,
trying. The operative word being trying. You have improved. I will say that
you
marked improvement.
Right, you're very happy.
I am. I mean, I have no skin in the game, but you know, yeah.
So that's to answer the question, Frank. Really, when I left and I ran out of the house, and Gene over in Neil Cavuto's office said, "Could you run in real quick?" And it was a whirlwind. But I kind of like this, you know. At this point in my life, I don't want. So I made sure the kids were taken care of. Allie went and picked up Michael, and I went back and forth with Kimberly, who get the rest of the kids. Bang, bang, bang. And I go, let me go in because Neil called, and we're going to talk about Roseanne and have some fun. I grabbed a suit. That was I locked and loaded. Like I do have that at home. I don't have it in the studio. And then I bought a spare just in case there was another appearance. This is the spare suit. This is the B suit.
Wait, so you bought another suit yesterday?
I didn't buy it. I brought it with me.
Oh, you brought it. Brought it. Okay.
I may buy one after the show today.
Look at you. It's too much.
Joseph A. Banks downstairs.
All right.
$199.
God bless you.
I'll get a suit for $6.99 at Joseph A. Banks for $199. Can you get the advertising, please? I'm giving them free advertising here. And Al, we wouldn't let me go in the other day. You would have died. Because Al and I don't usually leave together because Al, like, you know.
He
when
leaves at 10:01.
10:01,
no,
30.
Leave at 10:01.
Except if there's a beer cast. He's got
And then he takes over the studio, kicks us all out, and does the interview.
Unbelievable.
So, you know, I always plug Morano in the morning, and I always forget on the last day to plug the beer show, which
that's all right,
is 11
we're on
o'clock?
Different times. We're on 11 o'clock Saturday.
But you see, I retweet it for you sometimes.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah,
you do a great job at that. Morano, on the other hand, you know.
But something, Frankie's up so early. I missed that. I mean, oh, my gosh, God bless you for doing
thank
that.
You.
So, anyway, let's all go to Joseph A. Banks, and we'll all get a suit. I'm telling you, the sales
are
now. Sure, I'm buying. I mean, you know.
Wow. 10:01, Frank. Right downstairs.
13 after 8 o'clock. You know what? We got a lot to get into today, and I apologize. It feels like a weekend. It's Holy Thursday. It's a religious time. Al will be here in the morning
Correct.
Tomorrow. You don't want to miss this. I love Arthur Idala on the radio. Arthur is a major talent. He's not only just a brilliant lawyer, but a major talent in media. And Joe Borelli, this kid. Your buddy, who you brought all these huge stars to the show, Frankie. I appreciate this. Joe Borelli's great on the radio.
Right. I knew Joe before he was a star. You know.
You did, right?
Yes,
right?
Long before.
No, but he's so refreshing.
So he's got secrets.
Why he's on the show all the time.
You wait. No, wait until if Joe ever becomes president or anything,
really?
I'm going to come out with a book, Joe Borelli, The Belmar Years.
Oh, man. Belmar, like New Jersey, Belmar.
Yeah. Enough said. That's a tease.
All right. Can we ask him about that this morning when he comes on?
Jersey Shore.
You can ask
all
him.
Right. Mm-hmm. Let me go through the phone
call. I think Shelly stole my pen, by the way.
No, it's right here.
Okay.
Right here.
Wow. This is good. So, she took it? You got it? Everything goes?
Got
okay.
It.
This is a major thing.
I touched
okay.
it. Is that all right? Oh, yeah.
Charlie. I got to go to Charlie Finch. Charlie, good morning, Professor. What's on your mind this morning, sir?
I got a great Rusty Star story. story that I want to tell. God bless him, son of New Orleans. But first of all, platonic friends, Judy Garland and Frank Sinatra, Biggs Al's favorite song, the guy, the gal that got away, of course, was The Girl That Got Away, originated by Judy Garland,
right?
As well as The Girl Next Door. And, of course, when Frank was married to Ava and she was married to Vincent Minnelli, they were platonic friends, as well as inarguably the two biggest stars in American show business history.
Okay.
Also, Jesus Christ and Mary Magdalene, the first to see the risen Christ, were platonic friends. Now, about Rusty Staub, years ago in the Yale Club bar, I was sitting with my great late friend Jim Gill, the head of the Battery Park Authority, at midnight in the Yale Club bar, and here comes Rusty Staub in a black velvet suit. And he's avoiding us. He's obviously waiting for a young lady. And Hildardo Dardo behind the bar, the biggest Met fan. So I go over to him and say, Mr. Staub, I'll give you a contribution to your charity. Please autograph something. And, you know, I'm an obnoxious guy. He's looking at me. Get out of here. I'm waiting for this hot girl in my black velvet suit. But he did it. He did it. I gave him a check, and he signed something. What a wonderful guy.
Decent, wonderful guy.
So pleased to have met him that one
day. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay? Charlie, thank you so much. You know, it's true about Rusty Staub. He passed away 73 years young, way too young. And, you know, they'll celebrate at the Mets openers today. Opener today for sure. But Rusty was one of those guys. I must have seen him 1,000 times around. What was the steakhouse? Didn't he have the steakhouse there?
Rusty's Ribs.
That was like huge.
Yep.
And back in the day, and just a nice guy, always, you know, it's great. I like when somebody plays in New York, and then they're not really from New York, but they play in New York, they live in New York, and then they become part of the fabric.
You get a feel for the town. You know, you got to remember, back then in the day, a lot of the players lived in and around the city. They didn't live in the outer boroughs. Like, a lot of the players now, they don't live in New York City proper. They live in the outer boroughs, or they live in New Jersey or Connecticut, whatever, and commute. Hmm. A lot of these guys back in the 80s, the Keith Hernandezes of the world, the Ron Darlings, the Rusty Staubs.
Yeah, thank you.
They all lived in the city. They lived and breathed the city, and they embraced it.
Yep.
That's the great thing about this city.
Yeah, it's a good point. Rusty Staub, rest in peace. Can I go to Matthew, who's been waiting? Matthew, sorry to keep you waiting, my friend. What's on your mind this morning?
Thank you so much, and happy Easter to everyone.
Oh, happy Easter, Joe, Matthew. Yes, sir.
Thank you. In honor of opening day, the funniest baseball video ever for children and adults, any team, go to YouTube, Mr. Ed Plays Baseball. It's only a minute and 50 seconds. It's hysterical.
All right.
Hysterical. Well, Sandy Koufax is in it, too. Moose Scarron.
Oh, rest his soul. Yes. One of my heroes, man. Now, Matthew, thank you. We'll check it out. We'll check that out. Thank you so much. You know, Moose Scarron, I got to tell you this, too. Bloomfield, New Jersey, Brookdale Elementary School. I'm in sixth grade. My father's the head of the Homeschool Association, president. My father, working as hard as he's working, representing the non-English-speaking blue-collar laborers in the courts of law who are fighting the insurance companies. Workers hurt on the job, couldn't speak the language very well, new to America. My father represented. That's who my father was. That's the kind of lawyer he was. Yet he takes the time to be president of the Homeschool Association in Brookdale. So now it's father's son night, right? They have the father's son night. And I go, and I'm going to go with my dad. Who's the guest of honor? Moose Scarron. Got to be 1960, maybe. Right? Moose Scarron. And Moose Scarron came in. And you don't even remember those things when you meet these guys, and they're bigger than life. And Moose was a big guy. And I've told Moose this at the Yogi Berra events. I told him that and thanked him for this. Because here I was a kid. So being my pop being the running the whole thing, I got to sit next to Moose. Listen to me, man. So, and then we started to sing songs. I don't know why they had like this thing. It was like the late 50s or the 60s, whatever it was. So it was like we would sing, maybe we sang God Bless America or something like that. And then there was another song, Home on the Range. It was Home on the Range. Why were we singing that? I have no idea. It was the 50s. And they had lyrics in front of us. And Moose didn't have the lyrics. I gave him my lyrics.
Wow.
And he took my lyrics. Think about that. I'm a 9-year-old kid, right? I'm an 8-year-old, whatever I was. Moose Scarron, the first baseman for the legendary New York Yankees.
That's cool.
He took it like, thank you. Apparently didn't know the words to Home on the Range. You know? But it was one of those memories of Moose Scarron. And that's the way you feel about Rusty Staub. It's opening day in baseball, man. And I'm a baseball guy. And when I've had the pleasure and the privilege of meeting some of these great players.
Yep. Played in the World Series in 73. Obviously, the Mets lost. It was cut after the 85 season. He retired.
Yeah.
Mets won the World Series the year after. He was a guy in the early 80s when he came to the Mets. He was the most clutch hitter in baseball history. This guy would just, every time they needed a key hit, especially in the 85 season, he would knock out a hit, and ended up retiring in the following year. The Mets ended up winning.
And not to be really down, but what was the problem, Frankie? Do we know?
He got ill a couple of years ago.
Well, it wasn't cancer or anything?
No. He had a couple of problems. He was in the hospital for a while.
Yeah, he has not been doing well. I don't know what the nature of his health issues were, but as Al mentioned earlier, an incredible philanthropist, the founder of the New York Police and Fire Widows and Children's Benefit Fund. I think in the last 30 years, they've raised something like $200 million. Wow. I mean, a lot of that coming after September 11th to help the families of those who died in the line of duty. So really seemed like a great guy. I enjoyed him as a Met broadcaster as well when they were on the sports channel.
He'd
be with Fran Healy and, you know, occasionally Ralph Kiner, and they were a nice broadcasting duo.
Rusty Staub. We lost Rusty Staub. Piscopo in the morning. It's 20 minutes after 8 o'clock. Councilman Joe Borelli will be blackmailed momentarily by Frank Morano from the
No, no, no. Not until he rises higher up than me.
He's doing pretty good now.
No, no. He's got to be... I'm not going to be able to write.
Got to be a governor level in order.
No, president. Yeah, to get like a six-figure advance on a tell-all
chief
book.
Chief of Staff Frank Morano.
I like it. Yeah, I don't want that much responsibility.
Councilman Joe Borelli coming up momentarily. Your phone calls. I see those calls on. Thank you so much. 877-970-2999. It's a crazy morning with the knuckleheads in the studio. Let's break through the testosterone and get Susie Cerrone to help us out a little bit here. Mamma mia.
Hey there, guys. Good morning. A little better than usual at the Hudson River crossings. That's the good news this morning. The George Washington Bridge, it's only 20 for the upward, 15 at the lower. The Lincoln is about 25. The Holland's 20 from either approach. Alternate side suspended. It's Holy Thursday, but of course the meters are in effect. Where's the wrecker? Cross Bronx westbound at 3rd Avenue still is stalled in the center lane. Heavy traffic on the Verrazano Bridge, Staten Island bound on both decks. Still two accidents in Queens, Cross Island North on your Hempstead Turnpike, the Bell Parkway westbound at Sunrise Highway. Edison, pretty serious accident, Route 1 south at a 287. It looks like only the far right lane is getting by. And it's even improved on the New York State Thruway south on delays from the area of exit 11 across the new Tappan Zee. And in Connecticut, a crash on 95 south on your 17 in Westport that has the right lane out. Some big delays with that. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Eric Metaxas is always in awe of God's timing.
The flight was delayed 3 hours. So I immediately prayed and I said, Lord, if you can't get us a plane sooner, then you've got a purpose here. We submit to you. Mm-hmm. Within seconds, we bumped into somebody that I had met at the conference and was able to share my faith with that person. We had this glorious conversation. I mean, it really seemed God appointed. He opened a door because of a delay.
The Eric Metaxas Show. Weeknights at 11, right after Joe Walsh at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, this is Joe Piscopo. I don't think there's any more important service in any community than a hospital emergency room. The ER is where you go in crisis and where you expect to find dedicated, talented professionals any time of the day or night. Let me tell you that the ER at Trinitas Regional Medical Center is such a place in the Elizabeth and Union County communities. And the best news is Trinitas is growing their ER to serve you better. They're doubling the number of treatment rooms, adding state-of-the-art technology, and creating separate private areas for families and seniors. The community is 100% behind Trinitas, and they're donating the entire $18 million cost of this project. Trinitas is an outstanding place for healing. I've been there. I've met the people. Please learn more about Trinitas Regional Medical Center by visiting TrinitasRMC.org today. That's TrinitasRMC.org. Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Tom, and I'll be your server tonight. Just to let you in on some of the specials that we currently have. First is a wild-caught heart disease served on top of a bed of onset diabetes with an arthritis dressing. Second, we have our chef special. It is a sautéed obesity served two ways with a side of gastrointestinal issues. Anyway, can I go ahead and get you guys started with some drinks?
I don't think we're hungry anymore. Thanks, though. At Calitrin, we don't believe in drugs or stimulants, but rather products that are powerful and connect us to the natural world. That's why Calitrin is 100% all-natural and the number one choice for healthy weight loss for over 20 years.
Hi, I'm Danny, and I'd like to say that I lost 8 pounds while I'm on Calitrin.
My name is Linda, and I've been on Calitrin now for about a year, and I've lost 48 pounds, and it's helped my arthritis, so I really recommend Calitrin.
Visit us at toploss.com or call 1-833-TOPLOSS.
Hey, Piscopo in the morning. Great to have you with us. 8:24 right now. You know, Thursday, April 19th, could you please remember the AM 970 Business Networking Breakfast? Can you remember that for Joey, please? Wanacue Academic Center, Passaic County Community College, right off of 287. You could register for free. It's free, but you have to register online at am970theanswer.com. And it's going to be great because DR Catering's there. You have a gourmet breakfast that you're not going to believe. These things are jumping now, by the way. I'm going to be broadcasting with Frank and Al and Debbie. We're going to do the morning show complete right from there. Boom. Stu, our engineer, is going to be there, and he's going to mount our whole show coming from the Passaic County Community College, the Wanacue Academic Center. This is Thursday, April 19th. We want you to be there. Our friend Steve Adubato will be moderating a panel discussion. And who's on that panel, you ask? Like, Steve Adubato, that's not enough. Well, we got Mr. John Bramnick on the panel. This is huge. New Jersey's funniest lawyer and an all-around great guy. And really a formidable attorney that you don't want to miss. John Bramnick. And we hear Bernie Kirk, former commish of the NYPD. So it's great to have. It's going to have Bernie and Steve and John. It's going to be a great, great day that we want you to be at. Now, it's free, but you got to register for the Salem Business Breakfast at Thursday, by the way, April 19th, at am970theanswer.com.
Eric Metaxas, a show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM970, The Answer. Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
That's what I like about you, baby. 8:25 with Jersey Joe on the radio. Not enough Joes. We go to Joe Borelli right now. Joe is the minority whip of the New York City Council and a contributor to The Hill. And he's on TV all the time. He goes CNN. He's on Fox and kind enough. And hosting tomorrow, Piscopo in the Morning with Al and with Arthur. Joe, welcome back to the show, Councilman.
It's going to be a good Friday, but a great show, Joe.
You're great on the radio, man. You are great on the radio. And with Arthur and with Albert, forget about it. That's going to be a great show. And I appreciate you got to keep the brand alive, the morning show brand alive.
Don't let Al take over like he did that day we were away when I was
home. You know, he did.
Uh-oh. There it is.
For
Al.
It started out with us just babysitting Al. Yeah. And then it went right into the Al Gattulo show.
Yeah, with special guest Joe Borelli.
Right, there's a six-pack passed out. He's asking us to comment on how much frost is in my coffee and my beer. It was weird for everyone.
I'm sorry. His phone line is going down.
Oh,
I might get Cthulhu. Wow. I get it. I get viciously attacked.
Al, that's a way.
Thank you, Councilman.
Alice, a way to barrel right through, doesn't he? Know? But with Arthur, Arthur couldn't over. Oh, Arthur will bring you back to reality, I think, you know?
Councilman. Arthur talks enough for eight people.
You could actually sleep an extra hour tomorrow and just say you're here starting at 6.
You will just keep promoting it, Joe. That's right. Hey, Joe, you know, we have a lot to talk about politics, but tell us about Belmar, New Jersey, man. What should we know that Frankie leaked a little bit? He's holding out some information on you, sir.
What should he know about Belmar? Frank didn't tell me anything about this.
What happened? No.
I said if you ever become president, Joe, I'm going to be an editor of a book, Joe Borelli, The Belmar Years. That's going to be my fire and fury.
It was three summers of glory, Joe. It was DJs, and at that time there was a place called the Tropical Pub. And it was fantastic.
In Jersey?
In Jersey.
So
yeah.
You Staten Island guys went down the shore.
I never went, but I would get field reports.
Frank doesn't do well in the sun.
Yeah, did you see Frank down the shore?
No.
At DJs or on the beach?
No.
I was in Belmar once. For
wait.
Press conference with John Tobacco.
Councilman Borelli, future congressman, future governor, Joe can be whatever he wants. So you were down the shore. Were you like a seaside Tony? Were you like a Guido? If I can ask, and I say this with respect to the Italian American community, Joe.
The show Jersey Shore, loosely based on my exploits. Loosely based. Very, very loosely. Similarities with some of the characters.
The only difference is the abs between him and the situation. Yeah. That was the only difference.
Oh, man.
I auditioned. A guy with a big beer belly,
Joe. Well, listen, we appreciate you still go down to the Jersey Shore. We appreciate that, Joe.
I have some family in
but
Jersey,
listen, more seriously, Joe Borelli, you're doing a great job. Love watching you on TV and love your representation in New York City. What do you make of David Shulkin's departure? That, of course, was planned for a while, I imagine, right, Joe?
Yeah, I think he he was actually a controversial figure within the administration, and I think he had a target on his back from day one. And I got to be honest, the admiral, he impressed us all when he came out and gave that update on the president's medical condition. And I mean, you know Donald Trump, you could just tell he loved seeing that guy with his square jaw and his uniform crisp, just talking about how healthy Donald Trump was and how he could, you know, he takes a little Propecia, big deal. This guy had the makings of a varsity athlete in the Trump administration from that moment on.
It's so true. Especially when he said that's what did he say? The psychiatry TV reality show psychiatry or something like that. Was a great term.
Right. He got back. And you know, Pete Hegseth would have been a great pick too. I mean,
I thought he was going to get it, Joe.
Yeah, I mean, people say he's a talking head, but he ran
a nonprofit. Yeah,
after
Pete's great.
He got out of the military. I mean, he's a wonderful guy, and he's actually been talking to me about helping recruit some military folks for the FDNY. So he is someone who's really interested in helping our veterans. He would have been a good choice.
Yeah, but and this is monumental. We had Gordon Chang on earlier, and Joe Borelli, you know this because you have the awareness of this, what's happening in China, what's happening in North Korea, South Korea, all implemented in a concerted effort by the president, our president of the United States. But how do you characterize the media coverage of all the staff changes at the White House? They're obsessed with this, for crying out loud.
Well, that's what it is, you know, and this is something I was talking about yesterday. The polling on the president, his job approval rating has sort of trickled up. His Real Clear Politics average has trickled up, and the Republican generic ballot average has trickled up as well. And this is with the whirlwind of the shuffling the deck chairs in the White House, the Stormy Daniels, the Omarosa, the Rob Port. All of these crazy scandals, people are really stopping to even pay attention to.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And I have some friends at CNN, but there are some shows that are just awful there. And one of those shows is Don Lemon. You can put on Don Lemon's show last night and change the chyron, change some of the dates, and have ran the same show 6 months ago.
Oh,
because
man.
The coverage is just stale. The coverage is outdated. And when we have a big win like North Korea, when we have progress in a place where we need progress, it should be celebrated. This North Korean, the South Korean trade deal, too.
Yeah, huge.
Obama signed this Korean-U.S. trade deal in 2012, and in the past 5 years, our deficit in goods went up by 73%, meaning they doubled their earnings on us.
Yeah,
and
man.
Our deficit in terms of dollars went up by 70% as well. So, I mean, you're talking about a country who just made out like a bandit with the Obama administration, and hint, it wasn't the U.S.
Yeah, Joe Borelli with Piscopo in the Morning, Minority Whip of the New York City Council. Joe, you were at the White House last week.
I was, yeah, for a conference on millennials and some talks about opioids.
Right. I talked to you on your way down there. You got down there okay?
We got down there safely, thank you. And it's fun because we had some, and I'll shout out the NYPD.
Yeah,
there were some elite NYPD officers down in D.C. for that week doing some training with the ATF.
Cool.
And, you know, we bent the elbow back, as they said.
Did you?
That night. Yeah, it was great to meet up with some of the officers. You know, it's good stuff.
You're unbelievable. Tell us about, before we let you go, Joe, if you would, the president's opioid initiative.
Look, I mean, the biggest foreign threat we face right now is fentanyl, and it is almost. And in fact, I put an op-ed in the Daily News yesterday.
Yes.
Fentanyl, it kills 20,000 Americans a year, and, wow. and 60 of those were on Staten Island in 2016. This is something that's not produced here. If you remember Breaking Bad, Walter White, the character, nobody's doing that in the desert in the U.S. This is all stuff that's being produced in China or low-grade stuff is being produced in Mexico, and it's crossing our southern border. This is something the Obama administration identified. This is where it's all coming from,
yeah.
and they did nothing.
Yeah, yeah. Joe Borelli, live in studio tomorrow with Al Gattulo and Arthur Idala. You're going to have to fight for your time, man, but it's going to be a blast of a show, Councilman.
That Gattulo, man. That Gattulo.
We love you, Joe. Thank you, my friend.
Take care. See you all tomorrow.
All right, God. Happy Easter, Joe. Buona Pasqua. Councilman Joe Borelli right there, Piscopo in the Morning, 833. You know, when you listen outside the area, I have to tell you, and you're kind enough to listen on AM970TheAnswer.com, and I know, there's so, I love it. I love it. And sometimes you listen to the show, they hear New York, and you hear Marano and Gattulo and Piscopo and Joe Borelli. Well, you don't want to miss Russ Salzberg. He epitomizes all the greatness of New York City. So stay tuned because Russ is coming on the air. 833 with Piscopo. Let's go to Al right now with the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
50 degrees at 8:33. The guy who talks too much, Al Gattulo, with local news. First, here's what's going on. Nassau County Executive Laura Curran says she's excited about the future of the area. She delivered her first State of the County address on Wednesday night at the Cradle of Aviation Museum in Garden City. The Democrat says she will improve the way the county spends its money. She also talked about cleaning up corruption. Her predecessor, Republican Edward Mangano, is on trial facing corruption charges. Mangano has pleaded not guilty. Kids in one Passaic County school system have an unusual weekend assignment due soon, Saturday school. The Clifton Public School District is holding an early dismissal session on Saturday, April 14th, and attendance by students and staff is expected. The district was forced to cancel classes five times this school year, so in order to reach the mandated 180 days of school, all grades will have a half day of classes that dismisses at noon. In addition, just like any other day of school, a note from parents is required for an absence. In sports, it's opening day in Major League Baseball. Yankees will play the Blue Jays later this afternoon in Toronto. A 3 o'clock start there. Luis Severino starting for the Bombers opposite the Jays' Jay Happ. At Citi Field, a little after 1, the Mets will entertain the Cardinals. Noah Syndergaard starts for the Amazons. Carlos Martinez for St. Louis. And also news that Rusty Staub passed away earlier this morning. He was 73 years old. The Knicks lost 118-101 to the Sixers in Philadelphia. Nets beat the Magic 111-104 in Orlando. And the Rangers, they couldn't hold leads of 1-0 and 2-1. They lost 3-2 in overtime to the Capitals in D.C. Stuck in traffic? Susie Cerrone's got the answer.
No change. Cloudy, foggy, 48 in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Still a pair of accidents in Queens. One on the Cross Island northbound north of Hempstead Turnpike. The other on the Belt Parkway westbound at Sunrise Highway. Where's the record? Cross Bronx westbound at 3rd Avenue. This stall still has the center lane out. Alternate side suspended meters in effect. Inbound George Washington Bridge, 20 for the upper, 15 at the lower. The Lincoln is 25, the Holland 25 from either approach. And still a bad accident in Edison Route 1 southbound at 287. Two lanes are out. Parkway northbound still on and off delays, 129 to 137. The thruway southbound is slow from exit 12 right across the Tappan Zee into Westchester. Your forecast. Looks like the rain stopped, but it's cloudy and foggy with a high of 52 today. Friday morning rain and 59. Easter weekend looks nice. Sunny each day with a high around 55. And for back to work Monday, sunny with a high of 47 degrees. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Sprint. Switch to Sprint and get the best price for unlimited. Sprint works for me. Visit Sprint.com/unlimited or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 to learn more. Compared to national carrier unlimited rates, features differ.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the Smart Way to Buy. .com studios. You know, buying a pre-owned car can be scary. How do you know it's safe? Was it in a flood or accident? Can you believe the mileage on the odometer? Well, on the smartwaytobuy.com, you'll find the finest collection of pre-owned vehicles in the area. And you'll find peace of mind because every car you see on the site comes with a vehicle history and has gone through a 150-point inspection. Plus, each one comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can be confident it's the right vehicle for you and at the right price, because the smartwaytobuy.com backs up every one of their already low prices with a 110% low price guarantee. The details are all there on the site. Discover the benefits of buying your next pre-owned vehicle, the smartwaytobuy.com.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you want your thin hair to feel and look thicker? With Viviscal, the number one drug-free healthy hair supplement in the U.S., two little tablets is all it takes, guaranteed. Viviscal is clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And right now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area, risk-free plus free shipping. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within, and we guarantee you'll love your hair growth results. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by doctors. Here's what dermatologist Dr. John Laura has to say about Viviscal.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal. It's backed by 25 years of research and multiple clinical studies that demonstrate Viviscal's effectiveness in promoting the growth of thicker, fuller hair.
It's so easy to try Viviscal. Call right now for a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call 800-335-6708. That's 800-335-6708. 800-335-6708.
You can't make it up, and we'll get to that. We have a lot to talk about. Russ Salzberg coming up. Your phone calls, 877-970-2999. A very busy Holy Thursday today. Hey, Passover tomorrow. Hey, Good Friday tomorrow. Easter, Holy Saturday. Boom. This is the time. 838. Can I tell you about the Bramnick Law Firm, please? Because when you or a family member, you're in an accident, right? You don't know what to do. It's a very confusing time. Well, the name that comes to mind is Bramnick. Lawyers John and Brent Bramnick at the Bramnick Law Firm can be reached 7 days a week. Phone consultations are free, and accident cases are handled on a contingency fee. No recovery, no fee. Do you hear what Joey is telling you? John Bramnick began his law practice in 1984. He has 17 lawyers now and a staff of 30 ready to assist you. Not every accident results in a lawsuit. Yeah, you're right. But if a lawsuit is necessary, the Bramnicks have the resources to pursue the case and to take it to trial. And not all cases require a trial, but Bramnick lawyers have the trial experience necessary to fight for your fair compensation. If you're wondering how your medical bills are going to be paid, how you're going to be compensated for lost earnings, they have all the answers. The Bramnick lawyers handle on-the-job accidents as well as a wide variety of cases involving negligence. If it's an accident, please call Bramnick, 877-423-4878, 877-423-4878, or go to johnbramnick.com, johnbramnick.com.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Meet the Mets. Meet the Mets.
Russ Salzberg is a legendary New York sports anchor. He knows sports. He's like a genius at sports. Great guy. Brooklyn guy. Right by Michaels of Brooklyn he was brought up. And Russ, I know we like to have a lot of fun, but I know you were close to Rusty Staub, and my condolences on the passing of your friend.
Let me tell you something, Joe. When I heard Al just say that, listening this morning for the first time, I mean, it sunk me to my knees. I mean, I know. Let me tell you a quick Rusty Staub story with me.
Yeah,
I went to college in Montreal.
Wow.
And yeah, I went to. Why did I go to college in Montreal? My I'm a housing project kid. Room and board and tuition in 1969. Loyola, room and board tuition, 1969.
Wow.
$1,350.
Look at that.
$1,350. No, no. But so listen to this.
Yeah.
So I go to college. Now, my father died 3 weeks before I went to college. Ugh. So, you know, that's kind of an emotional time for a young guy.
Oh, my Lord.
I wasn't even 18 yet. I go, and it's my first weekend. I mean, I'm in Montreal for literally like 48 hours. So I go into this place near the school. I want to get something to eat, and I was by myself. And can I sit down at this table? And I was by myself. I had the newspaper with me, and the waitress says, "No, you can't. You're by yourself. Why don't you go sit like at the counter?" And a guy says, "What, are you by yourself?" I go, "Yeah." He says, "What you want? You can join me." It was Rusty Staub.
Wow. Wow. And he had no idea. This was, and you were a kid.
He didn't know what. Yeah. I'm some kid. Now Rusty is about, you know, like, how old was he? He passed 73. So Rusty's got like 7 years on me.
Yeah.
And I sat down, and here I am with Rusty Staub and me. And I'm talking about my personal life. He's talking to me. Him. And all these years later, we remembered it. I mean, you just sank me to my knees today. I mean, I'm emotional about it.
Yeah. So he remembered that, by the way, because I know then you make it, man. And you're like the guy in sports in the great number one market, New York, New York, Russ Salzberg. And then you and Rusty must have chatted about that many times, huh?
Oh, man. When I came up, and then I go into, you know, Rusty's ribs. And I go in, sure enough, I talked to him, you know, right away he remembered. We were smooth, and we remained friends ever since. Today's a very, very, you know, I always get pumped up for opening day. It's a very melancholy day for me now.
Yeah, so ironic. He dies on opening day at Mets. Are you going out there today? Are you out there today, Russ?
I'm in the car driving right now in the rain.
Yeah.
Wonderful. And then, opening day in the rain.
And what do the Mets look like this year, Russ Salzberg?
Well, you know what, Joey? I say it to you every time we talk.
Yep.
And if everything is healthy, They got it. I don't think they can win their division. I think the Nationals are too tough. But if they stay healthy, meaning in particular the pitching, then I think they got a, you know, a very decent shot at, you know, at getting a wild card. But, you know, Joe, I talk to you till I'm blue in the face about injuries.
Yeah, I know.
And the Yankees got hit with the Malik last week with, you know, Greg Bird.
What happened with that, man? Yeah.
I love this kid. It's the third year in a row. And now you got to wonder if this kid is ever going to really have a career. Because, first of all, I think he has the potential, had the potential to be the best hitter on the team. I'm not saying he's going to hit the most.
No, you always said that. You always said that, yeah.
And you got to wonder, it breaks your heart for the kid. I mean, but it's the third year in a row, so now that's a question mark. So, you know, it's the old adage, but it's true. I mean, you got to stay healthy.
Yeah.
That's everybody's main concern. You got to stay healthy.
How bad is that ankle? Should we know? I mean, he was at HSS. I should call Dr. Rock, actually. I mean, how bad is it? They're giving him six weeks to recover, correct?
Well, I mean, rehab is 6 to 8 weeks. The point is, he's had surgery, and he's had problems with that foot. I don't have to tell you. You know, the more things happen, you wonder if it becomes chronic. You know, it's a lousy situation. I hope he's okay, but I'll be there next Monday as well. You know what? Driving today, it just struck me. This is my 30th straight home opener.
Oh! Look at you, man, in New York. Hey, Russ, you go to school in Montreal. Walk us through this. Then I want to talk Yankees with you if we can. So you go to school in Montreal. You come back. When did you make the foray into New York sports?
I came home. I went to Montreal. I came home. And then I sold business machines. You like typewriters.
What?
Yeah. And
what?
I sold business.
Door to door back in the day?
No. I ran a store. I did that for a couple of years. And then I got a job offer to sell real estate in Toronto.
Hey, back to Canada. All right.
So I go up to Toronto and I'm selling real estate, and you know, I subsequently, you know, end up getting married a couple of years later. My wife's also from Brooklyn. We have one daughter, and I wake up one day and say, screw this, I can't do this anymore. And I look at my wife, no, I swear to God.
Yeah.
And she says, what do you want to do? I go, I want to be a sportscaster.
This is great.
She says,
well,
you
going
back
great.
To school? I said, what am I going to do? So I trained myself, my wife to a credit. She's got a lot of goodwill equity built up. Didn't bat an eye.
Yeah, yeah.
I was a house daddy with a 15-month-old kid for a year.
Look at you, man.
I was a house daddy. Yeah, no, best year of my life. And then I got on the radio. I was doing anything I could.
Got it.
And 4 years later, I was in New York.
Look at you, Russ. And I tell you, top of your game. Man, I tell you, Russ, now tell us about the Yankees, buddy. I mean, my hopes are up. The Bird injury is something to think about. But this is the year. This is the pressure is on right now.
Oh, no, without question, pressure is on. Pressure is on everybody, in particular Brian Cashman. Pressure's on for a lot of reasons. He decided Girardi wasn't the guy. They went with Aaron Boone. I wish Aaron Boone well, but you heard me say a million times, I still don't understand why Girardi's not the manager. You know, they say he couldn't communicate. They got within one game of the World Series last year, so I don't understand where there was a lack of communication. But that said, I expect the Yankees to win the division. And then when you get into the playoffs, it becomes a crapshoot. But as good as the Yankees are, I still think that the team that beat them last year to get to the World Series, who were the World Series champions, the Astros, I still think the Astros are good. I think the Astros are going to repeat as World Series champions. I think in the ALCS, I just see the Astros coming out on top with their pitching, the way they play.
Yeah.
They got some good young players.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what the one thing I don't like? This new thing, this statistic and stats baseball that they play, all of a sudden they're talking about Aaron Judge batting first.
Yeah.
Aaron Judge batting first. Guy hits 52 home runs. I want him getting up with men on base.
Yeah.
If you want him batting second, that's okay. You're going to have him batting first.
Is that locked, by the way?
No, well, they say they're going to do that against lefties. Whether it comes to fruition remains to be seen.
Yeah.
But what? Listen, one thing about Aaron Boone. One thing about Judge and Giancarlo Stanton. Both these guys bang out. They're big bombers. But you know what big bombers do, Joe? They strike out a lot. The Yankees are going to have a lot of home runs, but they're going to have a lot of strikeouts. I wouldn't want Aaron Judge batting leadoff.
Yeah.
Let him bat second or third.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. Hey, Russ, before we let you go, man, so Odell Beckham, what am I hearing? They're going to trade? The Giants are going to trade him now?
Yeah. Can I tell you something?
Please.
This is what I call fake news. Okay? I'm dead serious. People have their own agenda. You know, I hear Stephen A. Smith says the other day that the Giants are overreacting to Odell Beckham Jr. No, the Giants aren't overreacting. The media is overreacting. The Giants have because the owner John Mara said, you know, listen, I'm sick of getting weary of answering these questions. That doesn't mean that they're not overreacting. It's a legitimate remark. Now people are talking about, are they going to trade him? Joe, if I come to you with offers, it doesn't mean you're trading the guy.
Yeah.
It just means you're listening to the offers.
All right.
That's their due diligence.
All right.
It doesn't mean that he's going. So, quite frankly, they would have to knock the Giants over with the ridiculous mega offer.
Yeah.
I know for a fact. They do not want to trade him.
Russ Salzberg.
Crazier things have happened.
Yeah. Russ Salzberg, always appreciate it. 10 before 9 with Russ and Joe on the radio. Russ is out to the Mets game. We'll talk with you next week. Hey, Russ, and I'll see you at the Yankees opener on Monday.
You certainly will, my friend.
Look forward to it, Russ. Love you, buddy. I'm going to travel all safe. Right, we'll talk to you soon. Russ Salzberg right there. Feeling bad about Rusty Staub. That's his buddy right there. It is. It's kind of a downer. And ironic. How ironic that it happened today, you know, and the Mets home opener. Hey, Piscopo in the morning, 10 before 9. And Susie Cerrone is out there looking out for you. Traffic-wise on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey there, Joe. Good morning. Not one, not two, three separate accidents on the Garden State Parkway northbound, one by the Colonia Rest Area, one at 131 for Metro Park, and the final crash on the Parkway northbound is at 145. That one's in the right lane. So overall, folks, we're looking at about 20 miles of slow traffic on the Parkway northbound, basically 125 up to 145. Then in Edison, an accident on Route 1 southbound at 287. It looks like just the right lane gets by. New York State Thruway southbound clear from Rockland into Westchester, but 287 eastbound is solid from the Thruway to exit 6 for downtown White Plains. Alternate side suspended. Meters in effect. Still two accidents in Queens, one on the Belt Parkway westbound at Sunrise Highway, the other on the Cross Island northbound near Hempstead Turnpike. Not too bad at the Hudson River crossings this morning. The George 25 for the upper, 15 at the lower. The Lincoln is about 30. The Holland 15 from either approach. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Oh, hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. So I tell you about eHarmony, and if you're trying online dating and you run into a dead end, and believe me, I've seen so many ridiculous sites. You know, I've seen gals that I've dated on sites, man. You know, you go, well, what are they doing there? No, you got to forget about all those other sites and you got to go to eHarmony. OK, I'm building my profile at eHarmony. God, I'm just so curious now. You know, I got to do it. You know, I got to do it. And you can't get to know someone just by looking at the picture. Oh, he's cute. Let me try that one. Oh, he's cute. No. We know from folks here at the station, Kevin Cottrell and Peter Fiveland met their wives. eHarmony takes steps that other dating sites don't in order to find you a more compatible match, you know? They're built to help you finding lasting, meaningful relationships. So this is why old Joe's going to try to do this. Hey, maybe I'll meet somebody at eHarmony. You never know. eHarmony has helped over 1 million people find their perfect match. And right now, you listening to Piscopo in the Morning, get a free month with eHarmony when you sign up for a 3-month subscription. Just enter my code Piscopo. Stop waiting and start your journey to a satisfying, meaningful relationship, will you? It could be fun to play around with those other online dating apps, but when you're ready to fall in love, listen to Joey, with someone and have a meaningful relationship, yes, please, there's one app that's built to bring you real love. eHarmony. Come see how eHarmony can change your life. Go to eHarmony.com and get started. Enter my code Piscopo at checkout.
Mike Gallagher sees a president annoyed with the Russia investigation.
The president is clearly frustrated. The president is clearly disappointed. The president is clearly antsy to get this thing over with. If you've got proof of some kind of collusion, establish it already. Do it. All this other stuff is a distraction.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Thursday. One more day till Friday and the weekend. Why haven't you ordered your 90-day supply of Calitrin yet? I'm talking to you out there. Yes, you, the person who's sipping on their coffee. Maybe you're eating in the car. You, that's who I'm talking to. A 90-day supply of Calitrin works. I'm telling you, Calitrin works. You can lose weight, have more energy, and feel great with Calitrin. No drugs, no stimulants, all natural. It is so simple to use. I use it every night. It's fantastic. You just take it before bedtime. Works on you while you're sleeping to help you give you back what you need. Take it before you work out to give yourself some more energy. But don't just take my word for it. And I know I'm talking to you, but our friend Elizabeth is back on the line. She's got some more information for you. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning. Yes, sir. You know, this is a product that it really is so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, yes, our 90-day supply has a huge 86% success rate. But customers also say they sleep better. They wake up with more energy, even a decrease in joint pain. Just go to our website, check it out for yourself. Go to toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Read up all about how it works. You take it at bedtime. And if you have questions, you can chat with us online. You can also call us toll free. The number is 1-833-TOP-LOSS. Again, that's 1-833-TOP-LOSS or go to toploss.com.
Give Calitrin a call right now. 1-833-TOP-LOSS or toploss.com. Use the promo code AL and you're going to get 10% off. That's 1-833-TOPLOSS or toploss.com. Use the promo code AL for 10% off.
Buying a home requires a lending partner who can help you navigate through the mortgage process. The Citizens Bank Loan Officer can help answer all your questions and help you select the products you need in a clear and personal way. So the next time you have a question about home financing, call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Introducing a thrilling new show from Cirque du Soleil, Volta. Come celebrate the adventurous spirit of freedom and the excitement of blazing your own trail. Find your free at Cirque du Soleil's Volta. Opens May 17th under the Big Top at NYCB Live. Tickets on sale at CirqueDuSoleil.com. Volta is sponsored by Foresight. See you there.
Dennis Prager. Coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Joe Lumberg is our meteorologist, 856. Joe, give us a breakdown weather-wise. What's going on, my friend?
What's going on? We still have clouds around the area. I'm watching radar right now. A couple little showers near the Trenton area moving east-northeast toward the city. So we're going to see some drizzle, a shower or two, or a brief bit of rain between now and sundown. I think they'll get the Mets game in today without too much trouble.
There you go.
But it's only going to be about 54 for a high today. Tomorrow, though, we go into the low 60s. Morning rain showers, some afternoon clearing. And then a beautiful start to the weekend on Saturday with sunshine, probably about 58 for high, a little cooler on Easter Sunday.
All right, looking like a good Easter. No rain, yeah. no snow, Joe Lumberg.
No snow, no.
Right. Thank you, Joe. Always appreciate it, my friend. Joe Lumberg right there from the Weather Answer Desk. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Hey, Albert, before we go to break here, before we go to the phone calls, and I see the calls, but what happened with this ice thing, man? They're not even, barely see this. This is unbelievable.
So
what
this
happened?
Guy was being deported to a country in Africa. I'm not sure exactly where. He came in on one flight. They landed JFK.
Is that racist to say that? Wait a minute.
No, it's not racist.
I'm just kidding.
Just explaining the facts. They landed JFK, and apparently he had to go through another rescreening, and they had to take his handcuffs off. I don't understand this. You get screened when you get put on the first flight. Why does he need to be screened again before you get on the second flight? And why were they taking the handcuffs off? Then, as soon as they took the handcuffs off, he took off. ICE didn't inform Port Authority police for an hour after this guy escaped.
All right, and I see it's here. It's here.
Yeah, he jumped into a cab.
But so wait a minute. So walk me through exactly. So the officers are there. The ICE guys are there.
Right.
They're watching this guy.
Right. They took off his cuffs and he took off.
That's impossible.
Well, it was possible because he got away. He jumped into a cab, and apparently the cabbie obviously got stiffed for the fare. The guy didn't have any money.
We can't find him.
We can't find him. Can't find him. And he's apparently a violent violent person.
My gosh, you can't make it up.
But how do you not notify the Port Authority cops for an hour? How do you wait an hour?
Yeah.
Lock it down. Yeah. You say it all the time.
Only in New York, baby. 858 with Piscopo in the morning, 877-970-2999. You're more than welcome to join the fray here on a Thursday. Al's going to be here with Joe Borelli and with Arthur Idala tomorrow. But we're coming back for one more hour. Don't you dare go away.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
50 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A smoke condition at the World Trade Center. A shutdown critical path service. Officials suspended trains just before 8:30 this morning at the height of the morning rush on the Newark World Trade Center and Hoboken World Trade Center lines. No word on the nature of the problem or when rail service will be restored. Mets hitting icon Rusty Staub passing away early this morning of multiple organ failure at a hospital in Palm Beach, Florida. He was a beloved baseball personality, gourmet chef, and wine connoisseur. Staub had battled a number of health issues in recent years, including a near-fatal heart attack and cellulitis. Staub was 73 years old. His birthday is this coming Sunday. In sports, that's not right. The Knicks lost to the Sixers, and Philadelphia Nets beat the Magic in Orlando, and the Rangers, they lost in overtime to the Capitals. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.